1991, workmen near Nuremberg were clearing out a house ready for demolition when they found a decorated box of an unusual trapezoid shape. When they opened it, they found a wooden flute. It was a highly significant find, for the flute dated from 1725 and was built by a well-regarded Nuremberg woodwind maker, Jacob Denner. The flute was in excellent condition, made of dark stained boxwood with one silver key at the end. The instrument divides into four pieces. There's an additional longer middle joint which converts the flute into the lower, rather sensual, flute d'amour. Not many Baroque flutes have survived in such excellent condition, and this instrument means that contemporary instrument builders have an excellent example to study and to reproduce. The Denner flute, which is now in a private collection, is playable and is used for recordings, performances and research. We're going to hear it played by Ashley Solomon, with the flute in the flute d'amour configuration. He uses it to perform an exquisite piece by a master composer of the French Baroque flute, Jacques Otterter. His collection of airs for transverse flute contain an ornamented version of a song by Jean-Baptiste Drouard de Bousset, in which a saddened lover wonders at a nightingale singing in the darkness and realizes that the bird's plaintive melody echoes his own unspoken feelings. After a solo introduction by the flute, the continuo instruments join in with a bass line of four descending notes, a pattern that is used again and again in Baroque laments. Ashley Solomon performs with Reiko Itse on viola da gamba and David Miller on theobald.
Thank you.
Otterter's prelude and air, De Monsieur de Beausset, was performed by Ashley Solomon, Reiko Itze, and David Miller. FMR.